Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about today?
I'm calling about a fitness watch that a charge of $59.87 that was put on my credit card March 15th that I never ordered and I never received. Can you tell me what address it was shipped to?
Okay. I completely understand, ma'am. I'll be more than happy to go ahead and assist you. And again, my name is Joseph. I am the floor supervisor. If you can provide me with the zip code, I can go ahead and try to locate the account.
34285.
342855.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for that, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have the first and last name on the account you're calling in about today?
Francis Winegar, W-I-N-E-G-A-R.
Okay, thank you. Okay, ma'am, can I have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about today, ma'am?
605 Leisure, L-E-I-S-U-R-E, Venice, Florida.
Why don't we take that rug up, Mark? Yeah, it gets in the way of the chair.
Okay, ma'am. I'm not locating the account with that shipping address. Would there be a different shipping address that would be on the account?
No.
Okay. Do you mind providing me with the email address on the account you're calling in about?
W-I-N-N. fm2@gmail.com.
Okay, ma'am. I'm not locating account with that email address, ma'am. Would there be a different email address that would be associated with the account you're calling in about, ma'am?
No.
Okay. Can you provide me with the first six and last four of the card being charged, ma'am? I'm going to try to locate the account with the first six and last four of the card being charged.
The first six, 41470969461.
I just need the first six and last four. Not the full card number, just the first six digits and last four. So I have 4147.
80986. And the last four are 9461.
Okay. So the first six I have 414780. And last four is.
No.
Okay.
You have the first four right, 4147. The next four are 0986. The last four are 9461.
Okay, thank you for that, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am. So I was able to go ahead and locate an account with that card information, that zip code and that first and last name. It was for a fitness watch, ma'am. Do you remember ever placing an order for a fitness watch for
no,
the $5.95?
No.
Okay, ma'am. Did anyone in your household ever place that order for the initial trial period for the fitness watch, the smartwatch, ma'am?
No.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. I completely understand, ma'am. I am looking over the council. No one in your household ever placed this order for the trial period, is what you're claiming, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I completely understand. Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and I can file this as fraud for you, ma'am. Now, I do need to explain that process about the fraud. Just let you know how that works is what we would do is we would contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address for them to go ahead and locate the account and the device that it was used on when the order took place online. Your local authorities will also go ahead and verify the location of where that order took place when it was placed online, ma'am. Would you like to proceed forward with this fraud claim, ma'am?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
And can you tell me where the watch was delivered, what address it was delivered to?
So the billing address was correct. The shipping address that we have filed was 3346 Highway 14. And the city was spelled CERRILLOS, and then the state was New Mexico, so I'm showing NM. It looks like it was New Mexico is where it was shipped to. Yes, ma'am. So again, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. Just to verify, do you have any dispute with the bank for these charges, ma'am?
With my credit card company, yes.
So you have filed a dispute with your bank, ma'am?
With the credit card company, yes.
Okay.
I'm not going to pay it.
Okay, ma'am. Bear with me while I go ahead and get this filed as fraud. Please stand in line. I'm still here. I'm working on the fraud claim for you, ma'am. Bear with me.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You look at your mail.
Bear with me.
I am. Ooh.
you get your weed killer on? You're going to mix it in with the other?
Okay. So I have gone ahead and filed it as fraud. Now, regarding the charges, ma'am, since you have filed a dispute with your bank, we would need you to first call back with your bank on the line. Once you call back with your bank online, then I can proceed forward with issuing the fraud claim refunds for you. But I first need you to call back with your bank on the line, ma'am, so we can verify what's going on with that dispute with your bank or
right.
company, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they need to call you with me.
I need you to call the bank or card company back
right, I have.
With us on. You have to have us on a three-way call.
Okay.
Yes,
that
ma'am.
That ought to be interesting to pull off. Okay.
If you cannot issue the three-way call, you can always ask them to issue the three-way call for you.
Okay, they will do that.
Yes, they can issue it if you're unable to issue it. But we just need you and your card company, I apologize, back with us on the line, ma'am. So we can
okay.
verify what's going on with that dispute.
All right. I'll see what okay. I can do.
Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
No, I'm not...
Okay.
Happy, and I'm not going to release my credit card to pay it. So we'll
I understand. Well, once you call back with the card company on the line, we can go ahead and verify that dispute. Then we'll be able to proceed forward with assisting with the refund. But we need to verify with you and the card company what's going on with that dispute that was filed.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, sir, and thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. We look forward to your callbacks. We can get this corrected for you, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.